Yeah, we're holding up Chof Tes, Amar Alfi on top. Yes, the Mishnah we saw already, well, if you take Schar to be a Roya Becheris, it says, Ein Shechna Piv, Limke, unless the person was a Mumcha, Ki Lebiyavn, it says, Shiu Lebiyavn Chomin, Liyo is Neitel Arba, Yisorus Lebhei Magdak, let him take a pay for checking out the Baal Mum of Bechor, so Lebhei Magdak, they will take four, and Vashisha Lagasa, they will take six for a Gasa. Samura says, my time, like, how come four and six? Rashi says, how come a dak, you take $4, and for gas, you take six? Samura says, hai nofish tircho, v'hai loy nofish tircho. So Rashi says, gas, a bigger behemoth like a cow or an ox, it's a hard tircho to check him out. Rashi says, lash lichol oros, you have to throw him down on the ground. Lichvois to tie him up and to see the mum. So if, well, since it's hard to work, that's why you get paid $6. Whereas by a doctor, it's easy, you only get paid $4. Yeah. Now it says here, yeah, Bein Tam, Bein Baal Mum, where the Paskin, it was a Tam, where Paskin is a Baal Mum. So Bishleim a Baal Mum, when he Paskin was a Baal Mum, Mishum, the Koshorile. That's why they paid him. They paid him because he gave a heter. So it's good, why he got money for it. The question is, do El Tam Amai, why did they pay him if he Paskin the Tam? Rashi says, like, Yomalu Mum Oiverhu, we said this mum's going to go away. It's not a real mum. Amai Shok, was it take pay? Holam Hanule Midi. The Mesa cost, like, he didn't help them anything, so why should he get pay? Samar says, the MK Mosse Lemichshade, because if he's not going to get paid, and then there'll be like, it'll be like Sheikhet for him. There'll be a reason, maybe, he'll Badafka say it's a Baal Mum in order to get paid. So in order they should not be forced, like to say, it's a Baal Mum, the offer of Baal Mum Masakin, you have to pay him no matter what. So therefore, we'll only say the truth like. V'yamri, the Masak, was the Imlach, if not for that, also the Machshadinu. V'yamri, hai Baal Mum, tamhu. Yeah. Hai Baal Mum, yeah. Hai Baal Mum, tamhu. V'aydu koshori lei mishumagra. Yeah, because if he wouldn't take pay, the MK Moskal and Mukhtin, the people be choshed him. The Yamri, they would say, Hai Baal Mum. That this person, not that he passed, it's a Baal Mum, really it's a Tam, or really it's only a Tam. Why the Koshorli, why did he say it's Mutta, why did he say it's really it's a Baal Mum? Mishur Magron, because he wants to get paid. So therefore, we have to make a Tekona that he gets paid no matter what. Mazihachi, if so, the Tam Nami. Amri, people still be Yachshad. That if he says that the Bechor is a Tam, it's not a Baal Mum, I'm with people like this, that really Baal Mum, really maybe there was a Mum on the Bechor. V'hai d'loy kishor alei, so why doesn't he say that? Why is he saying it's a Tam? So, but the person thinks like this, that kihecha d'lishka lagri zim nachrita, like this, let's come back to me a second time. So I'll get paid twice? So let's be choshed, and even when he says it's a Tam, it's really not true. The Torah said this is that Chod is Zimnut Kinil Rabbonim. The minute the Rabbonim in that corner, that one time he'll get pay. It's only one time that he could get the pay. But I'll tell you, Trey Zimni, let Kinil Rabbonim, the Rabbonim will not mistake, and he should get paid twice. So therefore, the first time he sees it, he for sure will say the truth, because he has nothing to gain and nothing to lose to say one way over the other way. So therefore, he'll only say the truth. And even on this, the Mishnah says it's only by a real chassid we let this happen. But if it's not a real chassid, we're still afraid maybe he'll take the sheichet and a paskin the wrong way. Now the Mishnah says, Hanoito schar lodin, someone takes money to give a psak din, is dino betelim. We can't use that psak din, a dinner's bottle. Lohoye, did he get paid to say edus, is edus betelim. We can't use your edus. What's a canastic aloch, we can't use your edus. Lahazos, let's say you're getting paid to make the azor, means to spritz the mechatis on the tummy mace, or also lekadish meimov, or else you're getting paid to put the afer of the poradum into the water of the mayim chayim, to make this kiddush. If you're getting paid for that, you're not allowed to. And if you do, then we say meimora, we say meimov, the water that you made kiddush, or the water that you made the azor, is considered like stam well water. Not called mayim, it's not called mechatas. And afar, if you take money for kiddush, for putting the ashes into the water, we consider your ashes not like efer paraduma, but rather efer mikla, stam burning, stam ashes. Without the kanas, we can't use what you're doing. What's going to be now imhoye koin? Let's say the owner here was a koin, and the person that wanted to show you the bechor like while he took you to show the Bechor, so mitameyu mitrumosai. When the person took you to show you his Bechor, he took you through a road that made you tamei. So it gets to the owner, made the Kohen to become tamei. And therefore, you mastered him now that he's tamei, he can't eat truma. He's going to have to buy like regular chulin that costs more money. So lochri is machiloi mashkoi v'sochoi, that you, the owner, like has to pay this Kohen that you were metam him. You have to give him money to buy food, or to buy drinks, and to buy oil to rub himself with. Because you caused him to have sick, because he wouldn't have been told me he could eat from truma, it's much cheaper. Now that he's told me he has to buy chulin, you have to supply it for him. Now, the yimhoye zokin, let's say the person that's going to paskin for you is an older person, so makiv yala chamor, that you're allowed to, that's not called his take and pay. You're allowed to ride him on top of a donkey. And v'noisim le'ischor kapoyel, you're allowed to give him pay like a worker. Meaning to say, if this dayan would have been working anyway, so by you taking him off his job to paskin for you, he's losing out money. So that's not called like you're paying him, but you're just like making, he shouldn't have a loss. So you're allowed to pay him like a worker. We'll see exactly in the Gemara how much you pay him. Now the Gemara says, we know in Emili, how do we know this? Rashi says, the yain leitlin schar al aroi, not allowed to take money for paskin the shayla. And the same thing applies to a Talmud Torah, you shouldn't take money for learning Torah. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Yudah Marav, the Yomakor Apostik says, Rei limarati yeschem, see that I taught you. So we say that the pasuk in Devarim. So we say ma ani bechinim, what it goes on Moshe Rabbeinu, just like I'm teaching you bechinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is af atem bechinim, you should also learn Torah bechinim free. And so therefore you should not take money when you teach somebody. You give a psak din here, it's called like haroi, you should not take money. Tani nam yachal learn this also. Pasuk says kasher tzivani Hashem lekad, Hashem commanded me. So ma ani bechinim. Afatem bechinim, just like I do it bechinim, also you should also do it bechinim. That you should not take money for teaching Torah. Or minan, how do I know then? Shim loy motze bechinim. Let's say you can't find anybody to teach you for free. Sheyumud b'schar, that you should not stam say, okay, I'm not going to learn Torah, but rather you should still pay somebody money to learn with you. Talmud the pasuk says emes kona, mashmi, you have a right to be kona, to acquire, to buy emes, which is Torah. So mashmi, you could buy the Torah, you could pay somebody to learn with you. Uminan, how do I know, shlo yoyma, you should not say, that kishem shalomarati v'schar, just like I learned, I had to pay somebody to learn with me, maybe kach alam deno v'schar, I'll teach other people also for pay. Talmud, the pasuk says, no, emes kona, you're allowed to buy Torah, but v'yaltimcha, you can't sell it, you're not allowed to sell it. So of course, in this Dekasha, could a Rebbe teach them who is getting paid for the learning? So for Rebbe, the Teretz is that he's getting paid really for the Schar B'Telo. Like for the Schar that he's preparing or that he's not doing other work, that's the reason why you're paying him. So you learn with somebody for pay also like that. You're paying him not so much for the actual learning, but for the Bito, for the fact that he's not doing other work at that time. Some people say that Lamaisa, if you need the money, and this is the way that somebody pays you for the money, it's not really cool that he's paying you for the Torah itself. It just means that, like a favor, like you're doing him a favor, he's doing you back a favor. The money, so the minig is people do take money for learning. Yeah. Right. Then it says what? La hazois ula kadesh meimov. If you take money to make the azot, to spritz the mechatis of on a person's tummy, or else to make kiddush, to throw the eifah, the ashes of the paradum into the mayim chayim. So it's nothing, it's bottle, my may mora, and offer a mikla. Where's the question, Raminu? I have a question. It says the Gemara in Mishnah in Kedushin, ha mekadish b'mechatis. If a person wants to marry his wife, and he gives her the mechatis, or else b'eifah chatis, he gives her the eifah chatis for Kedushin, is a race of Mekadeshish, you're allowed to marry her this way. Alpha Pishu Yisrael, even though you're only Yisrael. So the question is, like, how? Like, Vishleim, if you say you're allowed to take money for this, if you spritz Mechatas on somebody, you could take money. So you do it to your wife, and instead of your wife paying you, you're giving it to her. So that's called Kesef Kedushin, that would be good. But if you're telling me, though, it's also to take money for us, how are you allowed to do this? How could you Mechatas this way? Why is the Kedushin Chal? So more answers on Rabbi Abaye says, Lakash, there's no stira. I'll tell you, kan bischar havo, o milui, kan bischar hazo the kiddush. If you take in pay for the havur, you have to bring the mechatis, or else you have to bring, fetch the water to put the ishes inside it. So that's big tircha, that's big work. For that, you got to take money. Here that our Mishnah says you can't take pay means just for the actual sprinkling of the water on the ptomeis, or the actual just putting the eifah, the ishes, into the water. For that, that's like a hechsher mitzvah. For that, you can't take money. But if you have to schlep it a long place, like I say, you're outside Yerushalayim, so you have to go into Yerushalayim to get to Mechatas and bring it outside, that's a lot of tircha. For that, you got to take money. And therefore, if you do this for your wife, you could be mekanasha this way. Like you tell her, instead of you paying me, I'll be mekanasha with that money. The Mora says, they can never bring your proof also. Tony says over there, it says, the Tony Hocha over here, now Mishnah says, lahazus lakadish. That's so, mashma, you're taking money for the actual mitzvah, spritzing the mechatis or making the mechatis. That's awesome. For awesome over there in Kedusha and Ketoni, ha-mekadish b'mechatis v'efechatis. You'd be mekadisher with the mechatis that was made already, or with the efechatis, shmamin, that's a proof that they were talking about that you're working to bring it to her. So that's schar tircha, that the schlepping of it, that you would be allowed to take money for. And then it says what? Imho yikayin. Let's say the owner of the bechor was a kayin, and the person that's showing it, or faket, I mean the owner took the kayin as the chochem, and the owner of the bechor told the chochem, come to my house, I want you to see my bechor. And while you took him to your house, you made him tamei, so if so, then you have to pay him the difference between truma and chulin. So Mara's the question, Ihu gufei hechi yoslo tzakasham the kayin, how would the kayin go? But there's a lot of hatar, the kohen is not allowed to become tamei. So how could the kohen allowed to go in the first place? So we're into the case we're talking about now, lebeis hapras. They're talking about now going through a field that it was a kever, somebody was buried there, but later they plowed over the field. And now it's only sofik midirabonin, maybe there are some bones lying around the field. So it's only tumi midirabonin. The omer of yudam arav, menafeyach odin beis hapras felich. That certain times you're allowed to just check out the road, like just blow on the road to make sure there's no bones there, and go through it. And befrat for holchei pesach, if you're going to do a mitzvah, maybe over here, if you're going to check out a bechor, you have a right to go through. But lemaisa, still your tummy, you can't eat truma. So therefore, you had a right to walk through this road. But lemaisa, you become tummy, you can't eat truma. In such a case, the person that took you through this road, he'll have to pay you. Now, Rav Yehuda Bar Ami Mishmei, the Rav Yehuda Amar, Beis HaPras Shenidish Tor, oh, this is a similar call. We have a Beis HaPras, that's this field, that's a suffix, that there was a kever, there's somebody was buried there, and then they plowed over the field, so it's a suffix, maybe there are some bones hanging around. So Shenidish means if people trampled and walked through the field already, they for sure like pushed down the bones and not on the top. Now, a bone of a mace, it's only tummy if you touch it or you carry it, if you move it, but not pteros oil. So therefore, as long as I'm not in your, like you're not moving it, you don't become tummy, therefore it's tor. But again, it's only tor for people that are going laholchei mitzvah. It's tor for them. But lamais afterwards, they are tummy and they can't eat truma. So that's how Mishnah is saying in the case where the person made you tummy, made the kain tummy, he'll have to pay the kain back money for the difference between chulin and truma. Yeah. Inam the Gemara says maybe it's talking about Bishar Tumis to Le Muzir Elayu. A Kohen only has an Azor, he's not allowed to touch a mace. But it's time to touch a Sheretz, there's no law for the Kohen. See, we're talking about this person made him become Tumis by touching a Sheretz. So the Kohen's allowed to touch a Sheretz. Just enough community is. Now that he's Tumis, he can't eat Truma, he has to buy Chulin. So it costs him much more money to buy the Chulin. So with this extra money, the owner will have to pay him. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, what imhoi yezokin, if the person was an older man, makiva la chamor. That you're allowed to ride him on a chamor. That's not cool. He's getting paid. Like you're allowed to pay his expenses to come to you. Tony, we learned kepoyel bottle. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to pay him like a worker. It means like a poyel bottle, as if say a worker that's not working right now. And Om Rabbi Abai says like this, it means Kepoyel Botel Shalaisa Malocha. So Rashi explains like this, let's say this person was doing a work, he had a job. So it depends what type of a job he had. If he had an easy, simple job, I said, like collecting pearls or checking out pearls, diamonds, and the work is very easy, and you like make a lot of money, so then here it's the case of this. You would tell the guy, listen, I'll pay you a little bit of money in order that you should take off today. So how much is it worth it for him? Not that much, because when he works, he makes a lot of money, and it's easy work. If he makes $100, so you'll have to pay him, come out, $70. Then maybe you'll take off today. So you have to pay him how much you would pay a person to take off today and not to do work. How much is it worth it for him? Well, let's say he has a hard job and doesn't make that much. So then if you tell him, listen, I'll pay you some money, but take off, don't work today, so then you'll pay him less. So that's how much money you're allowed to pay this Adayin. Like Lemaisa, the Adayin now, he has his own job. But him coming to Paskin for you, he's not working. So you have a right to pay him how much it's worth it for him, less time to have a day off, not to have to work. How much is it worth it for him to take and not to have to work? So you can't pay him his salary that he would make, because that he gets that salary because he's working. Now Lemaisa is not working, so if you pay him, that's called pay. So you're only allowed to pay him how much he would take, a normal person like this would take, in order to have a day off and not to work, because Lemaisa is not working right now. So that's how much you're allowed to pay him, but not more. Now the Mishnah says, Ha-choshed ala b'choyris, if somebody's choshed on b'choyris, Rashi says it means k'goyin lahatil mum b'b'chor. You have a kohen that was caught already putting a mum onto a b'chor. Well, also I think the Rambam learns, the case of Chashad Hirustam, that a person sells a b'chor and he tells people it's chulun, it's a regular animal. So you have a person that's choshed, it means you caught him do this already once. So lochari is ain loichem imeyin. Now let a boy from this person boset tzvoi and even meat from a deer, from a tzvi. So Rashi says why shadamu, because it's red meat. Mechta beboser egel could be mistaken for the meat of a cow, of an eagle, of a calf. Zimden the mazavden eagle bechor tam for yom shaboset tzvi. Like sometimes the person may sell you the meat from a bechor that was a tam. You have no right to eat it, and they'll tell you it's the meat of a tzvi. So the person was choshed, you can't buy meat from him at all. For loy Irish, you can't buy from him a skin either, skin. Shayna mahudim, if it wasn't worked over yet. So Mash will see in the Gemara, if it was worked over the skin, then you're allowed to buy it off. We'll see in the Gemara why. We have lezer weimer loy kvimenu oirois shel nekeva. You're allowed to buy from him a skin that you could tell it was skin from a nekeva, so you know for sure it's not a bechor. But the ain loichi b'menu tsemem melubin b'tzoy. You're not allowed to buy from him wool that was cleaned off from its dirt. That's going to be the maskana of the Gemara. Melubin b'tzoy means cleaned off from its dirt. Hezav minuz means both. You can't buy from him cleaned off wool and dirty wool. Av loichi b'menu tovi u'begodim. But you're allowed to buy from him thread that was spun already, even though it comes off the wool. So if it's spun, then you don't have to be afraid it came from a bechor. Who would then you could buy clothing off him? So it explains like this. Bosa tzvoyim, why can't you buy meat, deer meat off him? The mechla b'diagolik, you'll have to be afraid, maybe really the meat is a calf meat. And it's a bechor, and he'll tell you it's a deer meat. Floy oireshen mavudim, can't buy from his skin either, skin that wasn't worked over yet. Why not? Of course, b'choshed, maybe the skin is from a bechor. Tzadik izdo ho'avudim, zavninen. But mashma ho'avudim, mashma, if the skin was worked over it, then you are allowed to buy it. The question is why? So my answer is like this. Imisa de Bechoru, because it was really true that it was a Bechor, Imisa de Bechoru, lehevi tarach bay. Then the owner is not worth it for him to work so hard and work over the skin that takes so long. Because Savri thinks like this. Ishimiya be'rabban, if they're abundant here and find out what I did, that I'm selling now a Bechor, maso de liminoi, they'll take it away from me. So if you do sell a bechor, you try and get rid of it right away. It shouldn't stay around so much. A chom shouldn't catch you. So if you go to sell the skin, you'll only sell the skin when it's raw. But you won't keep it by you to work it over. It takes too long. So if the person sells you skin that was worked over it into leather, for sure it's not a bechor. Therefore you could buy it. You could buy off from skin that comes off in the cave. So verse says, so what's the reason my timer? Because made you did, you could tell clearly, like where the hole, where its air was, you could tell there was a nekeva, not a zocher. So, starting with this question from Tanakama, how could Tanakama argue if the skin looks like it came from a nekeva, why can't you buy it? So, Mer says, yes. If you say you could buy a nekeva, then him came Zochanami, even the person really took the skin off a Zochar, off a Bechor. What he could do is Chai Lesachrus, he'll cut around the Mokum of its Zachrus. We have its Avir, it had looked like a, would have looked like a Zochar. The Yomar, you can see it's cut around there. So the Yomar, the person will tell you, Akvor Machlua, you should know that really came from an Akeva. And I, how come it's cut off over there? Because the mice ate it around. So that's why the Chum says, Fool's Exeri, you can't buy off this person's skin, even though it looks like it comes from the Akeva. Vidukh, what are the other, what does Rabbi Lezer hold? No, that the Akvor made Yedi, if it was really true that the mouth ate around there, you could tell the difference. That you could tell the difference of skin that comes off in a cave, or rather the skin that was cut over there. So Blezold, if you could tell clearly the skin came from in a cave, so you know for sure it's not a Bechor, therefore you're allowed to use the skin. Yeah. Yeah, maybe did. Weiter. Wenn lechem menu tsemem lubem vitzoy, you can't buy from him wool, whether it's clean or dirty. So the question is, hashta tsemem lubem. Mashmi took out time to wash it. Still, you say you're allowed to buy it off him. No, you're not allowed to buy it off him, because you're afraid it's from a bechor. Leizadin, you can't buy it off him. So tsoyim iboyi. So for sure you can't buy dirty wool. Like, for sure. That the swear would have been maybe dirty, we'll know, because he doesn't work with it. But once he cleaned it, he was matriach himself, so that should be proof it's not a bechor. So if this you can't buy, for sure that not. Whereas elu rather chodek, the Mishnah means one thing. Sem and melubim mitzuasim, you can't buy wool that was cleaned off from its dirt. See, even though the person worked with it a little bit, so I would have thought to say, would only do that if it's not a bechor. So the answer is, there's not such a big tircha, it does this pretty fast. So therefore, we'll take his chances, even though maybe it's really a bechor, still he would clean it for you. So therefore, you can't buy this. You're allowed to buy off this person woven stuff and begotten clothing. So the question again is, hashta tov izavin, if you're allowed to buy spun wool, meaning made into thread, and the reason is why, because since he's matriach himself, this takes a long time, it's a proof it's not a bechor, so begotten, me boy, for sure you could buy clothing. Like, her clothing is made from strings, from thread. So once it was thread, it was mut already. So Pshiti could buy the clothing. So someone says, no, my begotten, what type of clothing? We're talking about over here, namti. Namti, Rashi says, clothing that was not spun. It's talking about, like, you take the raw wool and just pack it down to make a piece of cloth out of it. But you did not spin it. So even just clothing that was not spun first, that's also to buy off him. Yeah. That's mutter, that's the chiddush. Even though it wasn't spun, but since he went to make it into clothing, even though it's not that much tircha, but still it's enough tircha to say that for sure it did not come from a bechor. Therefore, you're allowed to buy it off him. Then the Mishnah says, Hachoshed al hashvius. If somebody is choshed that to plant or to do schur, do business with things that grow on Shemitah, is a loichim emenu pishni, not allowed to buy flax off him, because flax also grows. V'yafilu srak. Even combed out flax you can't buy, because that's also easy to do. He will do that on, even though it didn't be yisa. But if he took the flax and spun it into thread already, that's a big tircha that he would not do. It was really from Shemitah, and it would didn't be yorig. If it's a woven clothing, you're allowed to buy it off him. So again, the Gemara is hashtu tovi zelina. Won't you tell me you're allowed to buy off him spun wool, spun flax, orig mi boy like pshito? If it's woven already, first it was spun, then you wove it. So it was mutter by tfi, pshita orig is mutter. So Mara says, no, my orig, what does orig mean here? Tichi. Rashi means it means like shasheris, like a rope. A flax rope that was not spun into threads first, but Yosha took the flax and you just twisted it together. So that's the chiddush, even though it wasn't spun, still that's mutter to buy. But that's also a tirchi would not do if it really came from Shemitah. Now the Mishnah says, "Achoshed liyos moicher truma l'shem chulin." Somebody's choshed to sell truma l'shem chulin. He sells truma to people and tells them it's chulin. As ein loichem imenu afilu maim melech. It's like a loy plug. You can't buy anything off him. It's a kenas. You can't even buy water or salt off him. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon imenu kol sheyesh by zikas truma maisros ein loichem imenu. Only thing that is possible, maybe it has truma maisus in it, you can't buy off him, because he's choshed. But something like water and salt, for sure you're allowed to buy. Samora says, really means when Shimon says this last lashon of kol sheyesh boi lasuy, my words come to include. Samora says lasuy comes to include karve dogim, the insides of fish, like the kishkas of the fish. If he sells that, it's also us at the boy. Why? The marvi was shemen zayis, because he mixes inside us from shemen zayis. So you have to be afraid that oil was from truma, and therefore you can't even buy the fish or the insides of the fish from him. Now the Gemara says, who tabcha? There was a butcher. There was choshed lezvune tarbo diatmi. Was choshed he would sell treifa fats. Rashi says this is the fat around the kidneys. The ma de kanta will tell people no, it's other type of fats. That's torodika fats. So konser rov lezvune. Rav made a kenas that he can't buy of him afilu amguze. He can't even buy nuts. Not only can't you buy fat off him, but not even nuts. Nuts also you can't buy. So that was his gzeira. That nuts also you can't buy. Some layer of Papa said back to him, like, what's the reason? Why? So he said to him, Omalei Papa the Rav, command Krab Yudah, Khuri Golak Krab Yudah Shita, even water you can't buy off him. So the question is, Ikrab Yudah, Golak Krab Yudah Shita, Filo Maimah Melech Nami. So why do you only say he can't buy nuts? He should have even said he can't buy a water off him. Samara says, true, Leolim Rabbi Shimon. No, we'll go now according to Rabbi Shimon. But the pshat is, don't Rabbi Shimon. Our Rabbi Shimon says only things that have to do with truma, or here only things that have to do with fats itself. So why are nuts also? Nuts are not fat. Samara answers, v'yisuru the gufa kansinale. With the objects that caused them to do the yisur, with that we also make a knas. And what's the pshat? The pshat is like this, that stam dadiki goru b'amguzi. Like usually young children, young kids, they're attracted by nuts. The pshat is like this, that v'ozolu mishabesh n'letavchi. He goes and he misleads like the children of the butchers. And he attracts them by giving them the nuts. The goru b'amguzi gives them nuts. And therefore, umaisi lei tar b'diatma. They bring him the kidney fats. And he goes and sells them for the fat of kosher fats. Therefore, it's through the nuts that he was able to get this fat out of the butcher's hand. Like usually, the butcher himself, Mashman, wouldn't do this. It's trade for fats. But you do it through his kids. So therefore, it makes it clear you can't even buy nuts off him. Because the nuts is what helped him along in order to be able to have this issa. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the next blatt.